praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercies endures forever. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And sometimes we wonder, how can we give thanks in the different situations that happens in our lives? But we still can give thanks. Because when we give thanks and when we praise God, the Bible tells us that when we praise God, he will admonish us. You know, our praises lift us up to him. So regardless of what the situation is, let us continue to give God thanks. You know, we have listened to the testimonies that people have given. You know, it has taken them through different situations. However, the problem lies in the situation before the deliverance takes place. Surely the storms will come, and they will often come when we least expect them. That makes them make it even a stronger test of our faith. Not one of us, none of us in here, wants to experience any sort of trouble at all. None of us. Yet, if we have to go through trials, it would at least be helpful if we could know in advance what to expect. Wouldn't it be good? Yes, if we know what to expect. But it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. That way could, you know, we could plan for the time of difficulties, right? Yes, we could. Unfortunately, that is not how it works. Because if we could foresee the future and make promises for the hard times or make plans for the hard times, we would not know how to trust God. But when the troubles come and God takes us to them, when we rely on God, then our faith begins to grow. God in his love and mercy allows trials in our lives so that our faith in him can grow, so that we can learn to trust him. And Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. We have to trust God. And Matthew chapter 6, and I want you to write it down. Matthew chapter 6, 25 to 34, it tells us, do not worry. And he tells us why we shouldn't worry. Because he said he is there to take care of us. And Jeremiah chapter 32, are you writing them down? Because you're going to go home and read them. Because it's going to take you through 2020. So that you can have plenty. So write them down. Right? Jeremiah 32 verse 37 says, behold, I am the Lord your God. Is there anything too hard for me? Nothing is hard for God. You know, when the children of Israel came to the Red Sea, you remember when God took them out of Egypt and brought them, taking them to the promised land? When they got to the Red Sea and when they looked behind them and saw Egyptian armies, were they excited? No, they stood there and they were frightened and they started quarreling with Moses. But guess what? God delivered them. One command, God said, tell the people to stand still. Brethren, let me tell you something. When you are going through trials, you cannot stand still. Let me tell you a story. It was in January or October of last year, on the very same day, at the very same time, I am telling you, the very same hour, I lost my job, my mother fell and hit her head and ended up in hospital, and our pastor went off sick. I am the first elder. And you know what happened? I had to take up the baton, and I had to run with it. In June of this year, I went home. You know, for that 6 months period, I did not have a job. Not that I did not apply for a job. Not that I did not do interviews. You know, one place called me. I worked 3 days. I said, no, you know what, Lord? I am just going to do some agency. 3 days. Three times. For that rest of period, nothing happened. Pastor came back. The first week Pastor came back, I got a call. I got a job. Let me tell you something. God does the impossible, and we will never understand. And in June, I went home. I prayed all the time because I didn't go home. And I said, Lord, spare my mother so I could go home and see her. And I went home. 1 week and a half after I went home, my mother died. My mother died. God is still good. And when I got back here, I was there for 6 weeks. And when I came back, the week when I came back, my brother-in-law ended up in hospital. And then he died. That's my father-in-law. My mother-in-law had died some time ago. My husband died some years ago. But my father-in-law was my very good friend. And a week and a half after he buried the ash of his son, he died. Yes, he was buried last week, Sabbath. Yes. Brethren, let me tell you something. God is amazing, and his grace is sufficient. When God took the children out of Egypt, he couldn't get Egypt out of the children of Israel. When he took the children of Israel out of Egypt, he could not get Egypt out of the children of Israel. God took us out of a sinful world. Let him take the sin out of us so we can worship him, so we can praise him, and we can live for him. So that whatever we are going through, I am not telling you that it's not hard. It is hard. It is painful. It hurts. And sometimes you want to scream. I am telling any of you in here who are going through a rough time, when you want to scream, scream. When you want to shout, shout. And if you want to stamp your feet, stamp your feet. Sometimes this is just a way of getting rid of the pent-up feelings. I remember when my son died. And I was in church one Sabbath after I went home and buried my son. It's not long ago, you know. Listen to me. All my family members just dropping around me. But God has kept me. And I sat in church and I remember saying to Sister Michelle, I said, Michelle, I went home and I never cried. One little girl, she was a little girl in this church at that time. And I remember she and her parents came to visit me. And I remember the prayer she prayed until this day. Her prayer was, Lord, take Sister Yvonne, Auntie Yvonne home to bury her son. Dry up her tears. Don't let her cry. But let her go home and make the plans and bury her son. Brethren, I could not cry. I did not cry. And when I came back here, I remember I sat in church the Sabbath and I said to Michelle, I said, Michelle, I just feel like bawling. But I want you to take me to a place where nobody is there. Nobody won't hear. So nobody won't lock me up and think I'm a mad woman because I just wanted to bawl. Yes. And she said, come. And we left church and we went for a long drive. I don't even know where she took me. But she took me somewhere. God is good. Let me tell you something, church. God wants us to trust him. Young people, God is saying to us today. He said, you know, Psalm 46, verse 10. It says, be still. It says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the earth. God will be exalted in the nations. And he says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Paul reminds us in Ephesians chapter 6, I think it's verse 13, where it says, and having done all to stand. Stand in the name of Jesus. Stand on the promises of God. His promises are sure. So young people, I am calling on you today. Stand still. Young people. Young people who are going to school, to college, to university, stand in Jesus Christ because we are living in a sinful world. Mothers and fathers and husbands and wives, stand in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and uncles and sisters, whoever you are, family members, stand in Jesus Christ because only through him we can stand still. We need to plant our whole being in the Word of God and not be moved. Do not move to the left or to the right, but trust in the promises of our God. Ephesians 6:13 says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." And if you go back and read Joshua chapter 1, 5 to 9, where God tells Joshua to be courageous. And if you read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 to 19, it will tell you the story of Paul. Paul, when he was in prison, after he was beaten, he was broken. None of us in here went through what Paul went through, you know. You know, none of us. Not one of us in here went through what Paul go through. And if you go back and read in, I think it's Second Corinthians chapter 9, you will find what the things that happened to him. But when he was in prison, broken, beaten, and chained, you know what he was asking the church to do? Pray for him to speak in boldness. Boldness that put him in prison in the first place. But he still wanted to be bold. Brethren, it's time for us to stand up and to be bold for the Lord. I am asking you, trust in God. Stand still. Brethren, we are children of the Most High God. Whatever you are going through, hold your head up high. Lift your shoulders and be brave. You are a child of the King. Do not let the world look down upon you. We have to behave like children of the King. So I'm telling you today, I am asking you today, I am beseeching you today, don't be discouraged because God is faithful. Lift your heads high. Square your shoulders. You are royalty. We are children of the Most High God. God bless you. And I'm going to ask you all, stand with me right now. I'm going to ask you to stand with me right where you are. And you're going to turn to somebody next to you. You're going to just turn to somebody next to you. And you're going to just tell them even one thing that God had done for you. You're going to give God thanks for that. Right? I'm going to pray with us. But I'm going to ask you just to share with somebody one thing that God has done for you. I'm going to give you a few minutes that you can share this with the person next to you. Then we're going to talk to the Lord. God has been so good. What? You say God has been so good.
Thank you. I'm slowly me shift them and guess what? I'm full of passion for hospital. I'm a bill sent in a beer.
Good. God is good. God is amazing. Hmm? He has kept me. Nothing happened. But God has kept me. I am alive.
You coming at some money?
No.
No inheritance?
No inheritance. Nobody no inheritance. This ain't seen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, we're going to pray now. You know, there's a song, there's a prayer course that says, Jesus is passing this way. It just went out of my mind. No. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. He's passing by this moment. Your needs he'll supply. So just reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Can you just bow your heads with me together as we pray? Yeah. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. He will find he's not too busy. He'll hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Your needs he'll supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, we humbly bow before you at this time with hearts of thanksgiving and praise. Lord, we adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Had it not been for your grace and your mercy, none of us would be standing here at this time. But you have brought us through so much. Through the storms, Lord, you have calmed, you have spoken to the winds and the waves, you have said, be still. Lord, you have calmed the storms in our lives, and you have brought us to the last Sabbath in the year 2019. It has to be God Almighty. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. We give you thanks for the trials that you have brought us through. We give you thanks, Lord, because had it not been for the trials, we wouldn't be still standing here today. We thank you for the troubles. We thank you for the heartaches. We thank you for the pains, because they have allowed us to hold on a little bit tighter, to hold on a little bit closer to you. And Lord, as we are nearing the end of this year, may we continue to reflect on your goodness and on your love. May we continue to reflect on your words. You said, Lord Jesus, we are not to worry. If you, who are God, you have planted everything in place. You created this world from nothing. Lord, you said, if the grass of the field you have clothed, you said you feed all the fowls of the air and the wild animals in the wild. You have caused rivers to flow in the deserts. Almighty God, you are God, and there is nothing impossible with you. You said we are to call upon you, and you will answer, and you will show us things that we do not know of. You said you will make us the head and not the tail. Mighty God, what else can we desire of you than to trust you and to hold to your unchanging hand? We thank you, Lord, for the testimonies. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for your holy words. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary so that we can be redeemed. We're thanking you, Lord, that you are coming back. You are coming back for a prepared people. Lord, we do not know what tomorrow brings, but we are asking you in the name of Jesus that if none of us, Lord, should live to see tomorrow morning, may our souls find refuge in the arms of your arms of deliverance, knowing that we have lived the life that you have called us to live. Be with us, Lord. Guide us. May we continue to love each other. Lord, you says we are to love each other like you love the church. And we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. Lord, if we do not love ourselves, we cannot love our neighbors. So Lord, teach us to love ourselves. Teach us to love others and teach us to love and honor and praise you. We ask you now that as we are going to separate from one from the other, that Lord, we will not be separated from you, but we continue to hold to you, to praise you, to adore you, and ask you, Lord, to continue to guide us and lead us and direct us. There are those of us who are still going through trying times, but Lord, you promised. You said your grace is sufficient and you will never, Lord, you said you will never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, put your arms around us. Lord, we continue to pray for the Davis family, for Anthea and Leon, and their parents. Lord God, I pray that your holy arms will continue to encircle them. And as a church family, may we continue to support them. Lord, and for those who are going through tough times, may we also continue to support them. We give you honor. We give you praise. And we thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering. And we ask you, O Lord, to be with us as we say thanks in Jesus' name. And let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Praise God.